会的主题是讲到恢复基督的见证。我所承受的这个负担呢，是要讲属灵的征战。
My burden is to share on spiritual warfare.
所以这次呢，有两堂。我要讲到属灵的征战。
And I'll be sharing two sessions with you on the topic spiritual warfare.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要先来讲到这个属灵征战的原因。
Tonight we want to share on the reason why we partake in spiritual warfare.
还有仇敌今天在地上，他所攻击的焦点。
And also, the focal point of the enemy's attack, on the church.
我们然后讲到我们得胜的关键。
And also the keys to victory.
主若许可的话，明天下午呢，我们要讲到如何来打美好的仗。
And if the Lord is willing, tomorrow afternoon we would like to share on how to fight the good fight.
我现在请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些的圣经。
Please turn with me in your Bibles to a few passages.
我们先看以赛亚书第十四章。
First, we'd like to look at Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
我们从十二节读到十五节。
And we'll read from verse 12 to verse 15.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十五节。
Isaiah 14, verse 12 to verse 15.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上。我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth.You who have weakened the nations, but you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit.
诗篇二十二篇。
And also Psalm chapter 22,
第一节
verse 1,
诗篇二十二篇第一节
Psalm 22 verse 1,
大卫的诗交于灵长，调用朝露。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning.
我们再从十一节读到十九节。
And we'll also read from verse 11 to verse 19.
求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口。好像抓狮吼叫的狮子。
Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open wide their mouth at me, as a ravening and a roaring lion.
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节。我心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我的牙床上， 你将我安置在死地的尘土中，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我。
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And thou dost slay me in the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, a band of evildoers have encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.I can count all my bones. They look and they stare at me.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。耶和华，求你不要远离我。我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我。
They divide my garments among them. For my clothing they cast lots. But thou, O Lord, be not far off. O thou my help, hasten to my assistance.
我们再请看新约，新约路加福音第四章十三节。
And please turn with me to the New Testament, Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第四章第十三节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 13.
魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。
Luke 4:13, and when the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time.
约翰福音第十九章三十节。
John 19:30.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
John 19:30.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
When Jesus therefore had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
我们再看罗马书。
Also Romans.
罗马书第五章十八十九节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and 19.
罗马书第五章十八十九节。
Romans 5, 18 and 19.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness.There resulted justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
最后请弟兄姊妹看启示录第十七章第十四节。
And lastly, Revelation, chapter 7, verse 14.
启示录第十七章第十四节。
Revelation 17:14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。
Revelation 17:14. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings.And those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful.
我们请低头再有一点简短的祷告。
Let's bow again for a short word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
因为你永远与我们同在。
Lord, forever you are with us.
今天晚上我们知道你在这里。
Lord, we know that you are here tonight.
主啊，我们愿你向我们众人施怜悯。
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
因为你的百姓实在渴望能够听见你自己的声音。
Because Lord, your people desire to hear your voice.
实在渴望能够看见你的荣耀。
And we desire to see your glory.
我们求你在这里显明你的自己。
Lord, may you reveal yourself to us tonight.
主啊，我们也求你施恩怜悯说话和翻译的。
Lord, may you have mercy upon those who speak. him who translates.
因为你知道我们的软弱。
Lord, you know how weak we are.
你也知道我们非常的肤浅和有限。
And Lord, you know how limited we are.
愿你借着圣灵运行在聚会的里面。
Lord, may your spirit come upon this meeting.
让弟兄姊妹从灵里所听见的，从灵里所看见的，比听见外面听见的更多。
Lord, may brothers and sisters hear and see within more than without.
更完全。
And more complete.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
Lord, we offer you the worship from the depth of our being.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.当我们要讲到这个属灵征战的原因的时候，我想我们必须要回到神原初的心意里面。虽然今天早晨江弟兄已经很简略的给我们做了一个说明，我想我在这里还是需要再简略的说一下。我们都知道哥罗西书第二章第二节讲到，神的奥秘就是基督。所以这里说基督呢，乃是那隐藏在神的思想里面最深的一个意念。
The most central theme in God's heart.
那么神用他的智慧根据他的意愿呢，做了一个非常完美的计划。
And through God's purposeful planning, he has established a will.
然后呢，定出了一个不能更改的目的。
And he has established a will that is unchanging.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得这就是神今天在整个宇宙里面至高的一个旨意。同时我们晓得神定这个旨意是完全为着他的儿子。神已经定规要立他为主为基督。
God has appointed him to be Lord and Christ.
神不仅要让他的儿子在万有中居首位，神也要他成为教会的头，让教会成为他的身体，并且在教会中他是一切又在一切之内，也就是以他为中心，以他为整个的内容。
In other words, he is the central point or the theme.
我们知道这就是那隐藏在神里面的奥秘。
We know that this is what is hidden in the mysteries of God.
但是在创世之前，
But before the creation,
我们知道那个堕落的天使长魔鬼，
We know that the fallen angel, Satan,
他明白知道神里面的奥秘。
Satan understood God's mystery.
在以西结书二十八章第三节。
In Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 3.
先知呢，用当时推罗王的光景来描述这位堕落的天使长。
The prophet uses the king of Tyre to represent the fallen angel.
那里说，看哪，你比但以理更有智慧。
Ezekiel 28:3 it says, "Behold, you are wiser than Daniel."
所有一切的密事都向你不能隐藏。
And there is no secret that is a match for you.
这就说明了仇敌知道隐藏在神里面的奥秘。
This tells us that the enemy knows about the secret of God.
那么我们知道仇敌呢，现在动了一个非常大的一个野心。
And we know that there is this greed in Satan's heart.
他试图要来抢夺这个基督的地位。
And he has purpose to take the position of Christ.
我们知道在 以西结书二十八章里面，神当初创造这位天使长的时候，神实在是又给他很大的一个荣耀。圣经说，当初神造他的时候，无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
Satan or Lucifer had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
神给他的这个智慧和美丽，那是非常大的。
The wisdom and beauty that God gave this archangel was indeed great.
并且神也给他一个非常尊贵的地位。
And God gave him a very high position.
圣经说他要成为受高的。遮盖基路伯的，遮盖约柜的那个基路伯。
God anointed him as the cherub who covers the ark.
那么当然，在中文圣经里面，那个约柜那两个字原文是没有的。
The original translation doesn't carry the two words the ark.
啊，也就是说呢，这个神给他一个非常重要的一个地位。
In other words, God has given this archangel an important position.
那么还有精美的骨笛在他那个地方，那个有骨有笛子 ，flute， 是吧？
He's given him this flute.
所以这位天使长的塑造
，So the creation of this angel
是高过了其他好像所有的塑造之物。
Appears to far surpass all other creatures.
神已经给他有这种的荣耀。
God has given this angel such glory.
但是我们不晓得为什么他会从这样的光景中坠落变成魔鬼。
Why did this archangel fall and become Satan?
圣经只记载说呢，他后来的贸易太多。
It speaks of how he attended to trade.
那么到底？这个贸易太多是指的什么说的？
And what he, traded in is unclear.
那么圣经没有明显的一个启示。
And the Bible doesn't tell us clearly how, Lucifer traded.
但是我们知道他从天使长那么荣耀尊贵的地位中变成魔鬼。
But we know, what we do know is that the archangel fell and became Satan.
所以神查出他里面的不义。
God saw his iniquity.
他也有许多强暴的事情。
And he saw the violence within him.
更重要的就是他亵渎神。
And most importantly, he opposed God.
现在魔鬼变得非常的骄傲。
And now the devil is full of pride.
他居然动了一个野心，要去窃夺基督的地位。
He has the greed in him to take the position of Christ.
在以赛亚书第十四章里面
，In Isaiah chapter 14,
我们看见他连续讲到五次，讲到我要，我要，我要，我要，我要。
Isaiah 14 in five places, this archangel says, "I will."
然后我们知道每一个我要，你去读的时候，你就发觉。他的心气是非常的高傲的。
And with each I will, it shows how shows the pride in his heart.
但是我们知道，这是对于神来讲是极大的一个亵渎，是亵渎，对对 ，blasphemy.
Oh, we know that this is a blasphemy to God.
当然，我们知道。撒旦虽然有这么大的这个野心，但是我们知道他的能力是永远没有办法跟神来相比的。所以神因为他的亵渎，所以从神的山上把他驱逐出去。
The archangel's greed, God cast him out of the mountain of God.
并且他受到神非常严厉的审判。
And he has been given a severe judgment by God.
我们从启示录第二十章第十节可以看见。
And in Revelation chapter 20 verse 10 we see.
撒旦末后的结局是 是非常可怕的。
We see the end of Satan will be very terrible.
对吧？最后，他和他一切属于他的这些权势，全部都要落在永远的火湖里面。
We know that the devil and all the demons will be cast into the lake of fire.
虽然撒旦被神驱逐出去了。
Even though Satan was cast out.
但是我们可以看见仇敌实在是不甘心的。
We see that the enemy is unwilling to give up.
所以他就转过来。来攻击神所创造的人。
And so he began to assault God's creation, and including man.
因为仇敌知道一件事情。
Because the enemy knows one thing.
神的这个旨意是要借着人来成就。
God's purpose would be fulfilled through man.
我们人的受造原来是为着基督的。
Man's creation was.For Christ.
那么仇敌如果把人破坏了
so if the enemy corrupted man,
他就等于攻击基督
he would be attacking our Lord.
所以我们从创世纪第三章里面可以看见这整个故事
From Genesis chapter 3, we see the entire story.
人是如何在仇敌的面前被攻击而失败
How manWas attacked by the enemy himself.
但是我们也晓得，神当初创造亚当的时候
，We also know that when God initially created Adam,
神给亚当有非常大的智慧。
God gave Adam much wisdom.
啊，他可以为天空的飞鸟、牲畜和地上各样的活物来取名字。
He was able to name all the birds of the air and.The creatures that crawl.
我想今天地上最天才的人恐怕也赶不上亚当。
The geniuses of today are probably no match for Adam.
他不仅拥有这么大的智慧
Not only did he have so much wisdom,
神还给他权柄
God gave him authority.
他可以管理天上的飞鸟
And he took care of the birds of the air.
那么海里的鱼
And the fish of the sea.
还有地上各样行动的活物。
All the creatures.
我想在整个人类的里面，只有亚当曾经享受过这样一个权柄。
I think throughout all of mankind, only Adam had this kind of authority.
不仅这样，神还给他很大的能力。
And not only this, God gave him much ability.
啊，神让他来看管，来修理整个伊甸园。
God put him in charge of all of the Garden of Eden.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这个伊甸园的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we think of the Garden of Eden.
啊，你不要以为那个好像只有像你家的花园那么大。
Don't assume that the Garden of Eden is like the garden in your backyard.
这个伊甸园是非常大的。
The Garden of Eden was
huge. 虽然今天呢，读经的人呢，我们没有办法完全的查明这个伊甸园到底在什么地方。
Biblical scholars haven't been able to figure out exactly where the Garden of Eden was.
到底它这个范围有多大
？And how great the garden was.
但是我们从创世纪里面可以看见，它那里有四条的大河从那里通过。
From Genesis, we can deduce that the Garden of Eden had four great rivers flowing through it.
所以我们可以想象，那是一个非常大的园子。
So we can imagine that it spanned a great amount of area.
啊，我想可能呢，有这个旧金山这个金门公园的这个几十倍、几百倍大，够吗
？And it's probably hundreds of times greater than Golden Gate Park.
那我们要晓得那个时候只有他一个人呐。
And at that time, remember, it was just Adam.
啊，然后呢，有一个夏娃。
And then later Eve.
要管理这么大的一个园子。
To take care of such a great garden.
哇，那是要很大的能力。
That gave him much ability.
虽然神给予人这样的智慧、这样的权柄、这样的能力，
and although God gave man such wisdom, authority, and ability,
但是当仇敌来试探人的时候，
yet when the enemy came to tempt man,
我们能感觉说他很轻易的就把人打败了。
It seemed like very simply the devil defeated man.
他化妆成为一条蛇，用了简单的几句的谎言，
simple lies.
就把夏娃骗倒了。
He deceived Eve.
那么夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And after Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
然后他把这个果子给亚当吃，亚当也吃。
She gave the fruit to Adam and he ate.
结果呢，人就彻底的失败。
And so man failed greatly.
对吧？仇敌击倒人。可以说是轻而易举。
Satan completely defeated man.
弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们一件很重要的事情，就是在这个首先的亚当里面，人无论是多有智慧，人无论多有经验，无论人有多有方法，人是没有办法来跟仇敌对面来征战。但是很可惜啊，我们看整个教会的历史，一直到今天地上的整个基督教，到处都充满了人的智慧，人一直在用自己的经验想要在这里帮助人，人的方法大量进入教会。但是请我们记得，像亚当这样有智慧、有权柄、有能力的人，在仇敌的跟前都站不住脚的。所以今天我们这些人远赶不上亚当，所以我们的智慧、我们的经验和能力更是不能与仇敌来抗衡的。所以难怪我们从地上的教会里面可以看见，我们人用自己的智慧和方法没有办法解决我们自己的问题，也没办法，更没有办法解决教会的问题。所以我们要从亚当的这个失败要汲取一个重大的教训。
So from Adam's failure, we have to learn a lesson.
我们不能用人的方法。
Use
我们必须要用神的方法。
弟兄
姊妹们，亚当的失败说明整个人类的失败。我们晓得在世界的征战的规则里面，当一个国家跟另外一个国家打仗的时候，可能呢，这个战争里面有很多的战役。但是我们晓得，那个主战场才是决定最后胜败的那个战役。
But we know that there are key battles that will determine the outcome of the war.
所以如果一个战争在主战场上打胜，
So if you are victorious in that key battle,
那个战争就得胜。
Then that side wins.
如果那个主战场失败了，
And if you lose in that key battle,
那整个战争都失败了。
Then you lose the war.
所以我们可以看，可以这样来看。
So we can look at it in this way.
伊甸园
The Garden of Eden,
就是人类跟撒旦征战的一个主战场。
You know that in the battle between man and the enemy, that was a key battleground.
因为在那个主战场上，人的失败。
And in that battle, man failed.
所以整个人类都失败。
So all of mankind lost.
这就是在罗马书第五章里面告诉我们的。
And this is what we read earlier in Romans chapter 5.
啊，因着一次就达到众人。
Because of one, that affected all men.
也是因着一人达到众人。
And because one was right, because one was righteous, if all were righteous.
所以我们可以看见，当亚当失败的时候。
So when Adam fell or failed.
整个人类都跟着失败。
All men fail.
那并且我们也可以看见这个属灵的征战。
And we also see that in spiritual warfare.
乃是一个性质上的一个征战。
It has to do with the nature of that warfare.
它不像地上的打仗。
It's not like the battle here in this world.
啊，我们要动用许多的武器。
And we use weapons.
啊，我们来消灭敌人。
And we want to get rid of the enemy.
不，撒旦的征战不是这一个。
Our battle against Satan is not fought this way.
撒旦呢是把他的性质种在人的里面。
Satan has put his nature in us.
所以我们人不仅成了撒旦的俘虏。
So not only are we captive with Satan.
我们也全然的败坏。
We have been corrupted like he is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers and sisters,
这个是更可怕的一个失败。
This is a terrible failure.
所以因着亚当的一个人的堕落，我们都成了罪人。
So because Adam failed, we all became sinners.
同时我们可以看见，
And at the same time we see,
旧约的四千年历史，
throughout the 4,000 years in the Old Testament,
说明一件事情，
it tells us one thing.
人是彻底的失败。
Man has, totally failed.
神没有办法使用这些堕落的人来与仇敌征战。
God cannot use fallen men to wage his warfare.
撒旦变成了这个世界的王。
Satan has become king of this world.
全世界都握在他的手下。
All of this world is under his dominion.
但是感谢神呢？
So we thank God.
我们的神从来也不绝望，也不放弃。
Our God is not one who gives up.
所以呢？他就差遣他的儿子道成肉身来到地上成为人。
So he sent his son into this world as a man.
在战争上，好像我们的神呢开辟第二战场。
It's as if in this war, God has waged a new battle, a second battle.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他道成肉身来到地上成为人。
Came into this world as a man.
这也说明神的旨意没有改变。
And it speaks to us that God's purpose never changes.
因为神的旨意，人就是要借着人来成就。
God wants to accomplish His will through man.
所以，当神的儿子道成肉身来到地上成为人之后，
So when God's son came in the flesh as a man,
我们能看见我们的主一直站在人的地位上来征战。
That our Lord waged warfare in the position of man.
他三十年隐藏在木匠约瑟的家里面。
He was hidden for 30 years in the home of Joseph the carpenter.
当他三十岁的时候，
And when he turned 30,
他出来到约旦河接受施洗约翰的施洗。
He was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan.
所以当他从水里上来。
When he came out of the water,
圣灵像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
那我们知道主站在约旦河里面。
And we know that when the Lord stood in the River Jordan,
表明了一件事情。
It represented one.
他要全心为着神的。
He was wholeheartedly living for God's will.
所以圣灵就催他到旷野接受魔鬼的试探。
So the Spirit sent him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
啊，魔鬼用了各式各样的试探主。
And the devil used all sorts of temptation to tempt him.
我想这个故事我们都非常清楚。
We're all familiar with this story.
那么在路加福音第四章告诉我们。
And Luke chapter 4 tells us.
魔鬼用了各样的试探，没有办法叫主失败。
With all forms of temptation. He could not cause our Lord to stumble.
所以仇敌就暂时离开主耶稣。
So it says that the enemy temporarily left him until an opportune time.
这个暂时啊，就说明呢，他也不认输的。
Temporarily speaks of how the devil does not give up either.
所以往后去的三年半。
And so in the ensuing 3.5 years.
我们看见这个仇敌。不断地用各式各样不同的人来攻击主耶稣。感谢主。我们的主在每一个不同的环境里面都稳稳地站住。
that our Lord stood firm in every circumstance.
所以最后就来到了加略山。
So lastly, he comes to Calvary.
我们晓得加略山乃是这个宇宙中间最大的一个战场。
We know that Calvary is the greatest battle throughout history.
在加略山上。
And on Calvary.
这是一场非常大也是非常惨烈的一个征战。
We know that it was a great and fierce battle.
在主去加略之前。
And before our Lord ascended to Calvary.
我们知道在克西马尼园里面主已经感觉到这一次的征战的代价非常的重大。
We saw that the Lord knew the cost of this great battle when he was in the garden at Gethsemane.
所以主带着几个门徒到克西马尼园里面去祷告。
So the Lord took a few of his disciples into that garden to pray.
主对门徒说。
And the Lord said to his disciples.
他说我甚是忧伤。几乎要死。
He said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death."
门徒们并不能体会主的感觉。
And the disciples could not sympathize with the Lord.
所以他们都睡着了。
So they all fell asleep.
主就一个人俯伏在地，向着父亲祷告。
And so the Lord alone bowed to the ground and prayed to the Father.
圣经记载说，他的汗。像大雪点一样滴在地上。
And the Bible records how his sweat was like drops of blood.
他向父亲祷告。
And he prayed to the Father.
他说：“我父啊，倘若可行，叫这杯离开我。”
He said, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be removed from me."
然而，不要照着我的意思，要照着你的意思。
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
然后他第二次又去祷告。
And a second time he prayed.
他说我父啊。
And my father.
这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成就。
My father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.
弟兄姊妹们。
Your brothers and sisters,
主耶稣在克西马尼园里面的时候
when our Lord was in Gethsemane,
已经感觉到那个压力的沉重
he felt the pressure,
甚至到了一个地步
to a point,
有一个天使显现加添他的力量
where an angel appeared to strengthen him.
弟兄姊妹们
Your brothers and sisters,
我们知道这个时候仇敌乃是运用了他黑暗的全军一同来攻击我们的主耶稣。
We know that at this point, Satan used all of the powers of darkness to engage our Lord Jesus.
而我们的主只不过是独自一人面对黑暗的全军。
And our Lord single-handedly had to face all the powers of darkness.
以赛亚书六十三章里面告诉我们。
And in Isaiah chapter 63, it tells us,
他说我独自一人揣酒榨，百姓中无一人与我同在。